Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody, welcome to our YouTube channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here today, and I've got a very interesting topic that may rub people the wrong way, but it may also educate people in the right way to get a better understanding. So the topic we're going to talk about today is dollar cost averaging. And there's a lot of people on YouTube that are YouTubers that I respect that talk a lot about that's what they do, is dollar cost averaging. Here at VectorVest, where we've been helping people for over 30 years invest in the stock market successfully, that's not one thing that we agree with. Now, it's not designed, this video is not designed to create an argument between people who believe in it compared to people who don't believe in it, but more of an education on what it's all about. If you're ready to get started, let's go. Hey, everybody, Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. Glad to have you here. Glad to always put these videos out for you. If you're brand new to the channel, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon so you'll be alerted to when new videos like this come out. And don't forget to hit the like button. But I'm sure that I'm going to spur a lot of conversation in the comments down below, and that's okay. And I will do the best that I can to respond to each and every one of them, whether you agree or disagree. But let's talk about it. A lot of people out here on YouTube will talk about how they dollar cost average down to get a lower price on the stock because they really believe in the stock. Now, I am of the other mindset. My mindset is, why not time a trade to get in at the right time, ride the stock's price up? When it starts to top, it starts to pull back down, that's a good time to get out of the trade. So why not? What is the goal? To buy low and sell high. I don't like the idea personally of buying high, watching the stock go down and say, well, if you liked it at $100, you're going to like it at 90. Well, if you liked it at 90, you're going to like it at 80, and then lower your cost into that. So let's talk about what dollar cost averaging is all about. All right. For those of you who may be new to it. Dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is an investment strategy that can produce steady income growth and wealth while reducing the risk of, keyword here, mistiming the market's ups and downs. What if you can actually time the market's ups and downs? That's another whole story in of itself, but VectorVest does pride itself on being able to time the market, leading to worst investment outcomes, which is buying high and selling low. But if you miss time and you buy high and then you buy lower, but you still got a cost that's high, you bring that cost down, but the initial investment was a higher price. So you did buy high, not buy low. But over time, does that bring your cost basis down? Absolutely. But now what are you waiting for? You're waiting for the time for the stock to go back up. And time is a commodity. How much is your time worth? And not only that, when you're in that time differential of the stock's price going down and buying more shares as it's going down, that's time that could be used to be putting into a different stock that's doing exactly what you want to do, which is to go up in price. The premise of buying stocks long is that you anticipate the stock's price going higher. But if you buy a stock at a high price, it goes down, it's already going against the principle of why you truly wanted to buy that stock, which is to make sure that the stock's price was going up. All right, so now let's look at another thing. Dollar cost averaging is an investment strategy where instead of investing all available cash or capital at once, investors spread out their position. Now, that's an interesting statement in that maybe you don't have a lot of money in the market, right? And you're timing your positions out. But wait a minute. If you didn't have a lot of money in the market and you bought here and then you set up a set amount of money every every so often, every couple of weeks, every 1 week, every 3 weeks, whatever. Let's say you set up $200 and you buy more, no matter what the stock is doing. Next 2 weeks, you buy more and keep on doing that. If you already didn't have a lot of money in the market, well, the money that you have is at a premium, right? And you're trying to make sure that you pinpoint the time when you can take that money and put it into a stock that is going from a low to a high. So I'm looking at it from two different perspectives and keeping in mind that time is a commodity and what is your time worth, and being able to time a stock when a stock's price is going down, finally finds a level of a floor and starts going back up and gives you some confirmation of the stock's price going up. Would you not rather buy then at that floor, buying low, and ride that stock's price up as it gets higher? Selling at a high, okay? Now, dollar cost averaging in regards to the VectorVest system of thinking, we've got five different myths that people utilize within the market. And this is myth number three, buying stocks on the way down and sell on the way up. And I'm going to read this. This comes out of our little green book written by our founder, Dr. Bart DeLitto. It is said that the way to make money in the stock market is to buy low and sell high. And I think that for the most part, every investor is on board with that. That, of course, is an irrefutable truth. The only problem is that many investors confuse this bit of conventional wisdom with the assumption that if a price of a stock is going down, it is low. So let me ask you this question. How low is low? So a stock's price is low all the way down to zero if it ever goes out of business, right? And the idea of knowing when low is, or to give some kind of a semblance of when low is the right time to buy. And if it's going up, it's high. Well, how high is high? A stock's price can go up infinity, right? As long as the stock's price is making money. Consequently, they buy stocks on the way down and sell them on the way up. There is hardly a worse thing an investor could do. Stocks are bought on the expectation that they will go up. If a stock's price is going up in price, it is fulfilling that expectation, not as it's going down. When the stock's price is going down, it is denying that expectation. Therefore, it is logical to buy a stock when a stock's price is going up. And moreover, one of the best times to buy a stock is when the price is broken above an old high, because the stock is doing exactly what you want it to do. A lot of people won't buy stocks as they hit new highs because they're saying, well, it's going to have to go back down. Who says it is going to have to go back down? If the company is making money, they're growing their earnings, there's positive news, they're running their companies well, who's to say that it's going to stop at that most recent high? Nothing. If everything is going right, it means that it should continue to go up in price. And that's what you're looking for when buying, trying to find a stock to buy low and sell it high, is the anticipation that the stock's price would go up. So from here, I put in a couple of different quotes from people that we respect as investors in the market. This is done by Warren Buffett. All there is to investing is picking good stocks at good times and staying with them as long as they what? Remain good. Not buying a stock that you think is a good stock. And if they're not doing the right things and the stock's price is going down, keep in mind, it's up to us as the investor to push the stock's price higher because we believe in the stock. But if the stock is not doing what you want it to do, that means we as investors, for the most part, don't feel that the stock is meeting the expectation of something that we think is going to go higher. All right. An important key to investing is to remember that stocks are not lottery tickets. That was done by Peter Lynch. And I think that a lot of us want to have that get rich quick type of scenario where we buy a stock, it makes us a lot of money, and we go home happy and rich. They're not lottery tickets, and that's why you do your homework behind a stock. Now, for those of you who believe in dollar cost averaging, you've probably said to yourself, I've done my homework with this stock. I know that with a certain point of probability, the stock's price is going to go high. What if it doesn't? All right. And this is another important quote. The four most important words in the English language are this time it's different. Let that sink in a little bit. How many of you have tried to dollar cost average down and found yourself in a Hurt Locker? Now, many of you will say, no. I do it all the time and I make a lot of good money. I'm going to say that those people that say that probably have a good piece of money that they have on the side where they are dollar cost averaging, where they can let that money sit there for a while. And a lot of you believe in that. And you know something? That's on you. And if it works for you, it does. But not everybody in the market has that kind of money on the side and that kind of time to wait for those stocks to move. Many of us, or many of you out there, are looking to make money in the stock market. So you need tried, true things to be able to do so. And your goal is to buy low and sell high and do it again and do it again and do it again to grow your portfolios consistently. No price is too low for a bear and no price is too high for a bull. I'm not sure where that came from. Oh, but my other one about the four important words was done by Sir John Templeton. And one more, because I think that this applies to me. Our purpose is to educate as well as entertain. And that was done by Curtis Mayfield. Folks, my job is to educate you on what to do in the market the best way we can on this forum here on YouTube. And again, I am not berating anyone who dollar costs average down, but I'm giving you the reasons why you probably should consider not doing it. But I'm not going to change your minds, and I'm okay with that. All right, I'm okay with that. Now I'm going to get into the program, and let's talk about this a little bit. All right, from a dollar cost averaging perspective, what's the market doing? Market's going down. Now, we're in a bear run, and this is a really hard time, in my opinion, to dollar cost average down. Now, somebody's going to be out there and say, why? The market's going down. At some point, it's going to go back up, right? And all my stocks that I'm dollar cost averaging in are going to go up with the market. All right, that's true. That's true. The market is only going to go down as far as it's going to go down, but it could be a bumpy ride to the downside. And are you willing to tie up all of that money into dollar cost averaging down? Or do you feel more comfortable in using your time to invest in stocks that are doing what you want them to do now? If the market's going down, you're playing the market to the downside, then play the market to the downside. Instead of putting your money into stocks that you know are going to go up in the future. And you know something? I've got a good friend who's in the finance business who helps, he can help people, tell people what to buy and what not to buy. And when 2008 happened, he said, I told all my customers to just sit tight. The market's going to come back. And it did. But you know how long it took for the market to come back, for those people to break even? And many of you are sitting in those seats right now. Many of you are sitting in those seats right now saying, well, it came back. Look how long it took. Do you know that over that time period that it took for you to get your portfolios back up to even, you could have been growing your portfolios at a much more expansive rate than waiting and having that money tied up? That's just something to think about. And if this market shows us anything that it's doing right now and just keeps going down, and we possibly could be going into a recession, that's more time that your dollar cost averaging down that you could be using the money to make money now instead of waiting for results years, which could be years from now. Just think about that. Nothing more, nothing less. Just think about that. All right. So market's just going down, overall downtrend. And if you're dollar cost averaging down here, folks, you're putting good money behind money that's just falling down. All right. So let's talk about some stocks in this space that a lot of people may be dollar cost averaging down. I'm going to start with meme stocks. Here's GME. GME just came out with their NFT wallet and all of that stuff. And stocks prices right now middling down today. Do you dollar cost average into GME right now, or do you put your money into stocks that are moving in the direction you want? Now, don't get me wrong. Does this stock tell me that it's oversold and that there's a lot of shorts out there and that retail is up in arms about it? Okay, I'm all for that. But why not time the trade to make your money in the stock rather than owning the stock and holding the stock and putting more into the stock as the stock is still going down? Think about that. My other stock I'm going to look at is AMC. Same scenario. Both of these stocks are definitely overshorted. Melvin Capital, just from what I understand, went out of business over the shorts. But you know something? Even with that happening, did it move the stock's price really higher? Not really. These companies still are not making a ton of money yet. So I'm just putting that out there. And I got another stock in here. Snap made the news today. Big miss in earnings. Here we go. Big miss in earnings or forecasted what's coming up. Big hit to the downside. If you like the stock and you're dollar cost averaging down, this is sometimes what can happen. Do you want to subject yourself to that and sit back and bite your nails and sweat? Many of you are saying, I'm not sweating. I mean, no, the stock's going to come back. Okay. Another stock. I love the stock, but not in love with the stock is Apple. Definitely going down at this point. Why dollar cost average down on a good stock like Apple that I know it's got great upside? Why not time the trade to really buy low and sell high? Buy low and sell high. That's what I want to do. That's how you consistently grow your portfolio and do it consistently. Now, let's talk about stocks that are going from the bottom left to buy low and sell high with rising earnings and rising earnings growth. These are the types of stocks that you could be putting your money into rather than riding a stock's price down and waiting. Why wait when you can make money now? Here's another stock in this list. What else? CVE, another petroleum stock. I still think petroleum is a hot space. Bottom left, top right, rising earnings growth. And the last stock in my list is another energy coal, ARLP. Bottom left, top right, rising earnings growth rate. These are the stocks that make money now. These are the stocks that grow your portfolio. These are the stocks that I don't have to wait on to see what they do. So, folks, it is not a video to cause an argument. There's many of you who are into dollar cost averaging, and I think that the ones that really are do have a lot of money that they can dollar cost average with in a smaller portion of their money sitting on the side where they have the time to wait. But not everybody is in that same boat. And if you're not in that boat, I'd rather you consider buying good stocks that are going up at the right time. Time those trades, make that money, flip that money, do it again. That's how you grow your portfolio. So I'd like to hear your comments. And if you've got good arguments of why you dollar cost average down, dollar cost average, put it in the comments. For those of you that made a difference in your thinking about dollar cost averaging, let me know in the comments as well. And don't forget to hit the like button. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.